Hello, everyone, and you're listening to All Things Transformers, Episode 23. I am your host, Steve/Megatron, and joining me as usual is...
Mike from TFG1, hello.
Howdy.
Yes, you have a very busy Saturday like normal.
Yes, well, this one and next week and the week after are going to be pure hell in terms of busyness.
Yes. And the busyness today really isn't anything to do with the wedding, per se, because you're going to see fucking Star Trek.
That's part of my bachelor party, bitch.
Yeah, but it's not really, like, the most important thing. I mean, hell, you could have the bachelor party at fucking midnight in the middle of the week.
True.
But anyway,
we're seeing it in IMAX, so it's epic.
God. Fucking Star Trek geek.
Yes. Well, I was a Star Trek geek before I was even into Transformers, and before I knew about Batman, and before I knew about... Well, I can't go any farther because that was pretty much the major part of my childhood up until Transformers took over.
I am the goddamn Batman.
I'm captain of the Enterprise. I kill you now. But anyways, yes, and I had to sign up with my various email accounts to get myself a free popcorn.
Yes, Steve is raping his movie theater of multiple free popcorns, everybody.
This is the fifth time I've done it. Yes, the fifth offense.
How the hell? Okay, wait, stop. You told me off-air just now, before we started this, that you get free unlimited refills. How the fuck are you going to get free unlimited refills without missing the entire movie?
Here's the thing. They say they give you a small free popcorn, which is actually their medium because they downsize, which is actually their large because they switch sizes again. And so, in doing so, it's not a bag, it's a bucket. And I can fill it up, and being that I'll be the only one eating this free popcorn, and any size popcorn there is unlimited refills, whether you purchase it or you have this coupon, just for throwing their email account in there, which I'm going to promptly delete and then create a new one. But, yes, so I can deter the newsletter. And then, yeah, I can pay a little bit extra and I can get it next size up, but I'm only going to get the one refill, so... I'm only going to fill it up once, so I'm going to just pay 50 cents and get a bigger size. But yes, I like taking popcorn from my theater for free.
Yeah.
Fucking don't sound criminal. Don't sound like you're too interested there, you know, type.
Fucking criminal. Well, some idiot who added me to Skype... Because my Skype information is now on my Twitter, just sent me a little message, so I just said recording now, shh, on Skype, so.
Yes, tell him, boo-hoo-ha-ha, shut up.
Let me put my Do Not Disturb sign up. Sorry about that, folks. Anyway, I think that's what makes our episodes so lively nowadays, that shit just tends to happen to either one of us.
Yes, I am... Not all here in the head. Anyways, on my Twitter, I recently created, I've had the Twitter, but I created the background for it using your idea of the layout, and I used my original background, but I showed all the Twitter IDs that I'm associated with, which is Geekcast, Beast Unleashed, and my own SCP-21, as well as all my IM information, including Skype, and all my various website locations.
The only thing I left out of mine was my new blog site. I completely forgot that. I used PE.com or PredaconEmpire.com, and then I used the forums because I thought that the links would be able to show in the image, but apparently they don't. But anyway, people can just copy and paste them. But I forgot to put the new blog site link in, so I may have to have Michael redo that for me. But speaking of Twitter, one of my followers on there, who is a member of the PredaconEmpire.com forums, yes, people, you should go there and join now. Stupid869 on Twitter asked me what the difference is between TweetDeck and Twitterific. Twitterific is an iPhone and Mac application only. Twitterific just updated to 2.0. It now allows you to retweet. It now allows you to view conversations between users. Say Steve and I have a back and forth going. You click on one of our names, you can view that conversation thread. It also allows you to do multiple accounts. Steve, if you will, on your internet, go to your Twitter and sign in, and I'm going to show you something, because I'm going to do it from my phone, obviously.
Yes, I'm signed in.
Yes, okay.
I never log out.
Yeah. I do sometimes. Well, I do only because my computer's been having issues, but I'm never not logged in on the phone. All right, so I am just getting ready to... And apparently the new replies are now no longer called at replies. They're called mentions for some odd reason. Whatever, I don't care.
Well, it's called at, and then it has my name on the website, so...
Well, yes, but Twitterific is calling them mentions now instead of at replies, or instead of replies. On Twitterific for iPhone, it will show your own tweets as your user in green. It will show replies to you or mentions in orange, and it will show your direct messages in blue. So under my own account, TFG1 Podcast, I just sent Steve a hi. Now I'm going to go out of that. I'm going to go into our Beast Unleashed account. Open. Damn it, open.
Which is also the opening for the new episode 16 of TFG1 Podcast. Check it out, motherfuckers.
That's right. 3 hours, 58 minutes, goddammit. Longest episode ever. And to all those who keep complaining about it, it's so long. Just do stuff while you're listening. Have it turned up and go fucking vacuum your apartment or something.
Well, see, this is what I did. I can turn it on. I can listen. It burns away half my workday.
Yes, exactly. Okay, now... if you'll look at your... Let me just refresh here. You might be able to already do it. Holy crap, there's like 100-something tweets on here for Beast Unleashed because I don't refresh that much. I've just refreshed on that, so if you want to refresh on yours, you should have two highs. One from me as TFG1 and one from me as Beast Unleashed. And let's see.
And I sent messages back.
SCP... Shit. Oh, God.
And the gagging continues.
Yeah, whatever.
You saw the message, didn't you?
No, I haven't yet. I just sent one from Geekcast Radio. So, Twitterific 2.0 is awesome. It allows you to sign into multiple accounts. Hello, this is not a test. That's funny as shit. Anyways, so yeah, Twitterific. If you have an iPhone, get it right now. When it originally released, it was $9.99 in the App Store. Right now, as an introductory new price for 2.0, it is now $3.99. Hey, it's better than $10 because the difference is between the premium version and the free version. They put ads in like every 6 tweets.
But don't you like ads?
No.
Don't they just make the world go round?
Unless it's Geekcast Radio, TFG1, ATTF, or one of our shows, ads suck.
Yeah, that's pretty close to it.
So that's a little Twitterific demo for Stupid869 on Twitter. Hopefully he listens to this, because I told him I was going to be talking about it in episode 23 here. Let's see. Up next, we have some BotCon news. BotCon has updated their visitors list. The last time we did an episode 22, the last one that was on there was at Weird Al. Now... As of the 4th of May, Michael McConaughey, I don't know. It's not McConaughey, it's Michael it's McConaughey. I don't know how to say it, and I don't want to butcher his name. He was the G1 voice of Trax and Cosmos. He will be at BotCon. They updated on the 5th that the Shout Factory people will be there. They're actually sponsoring BotCon's film festival this year. They will be unveiling the complete first season DVD set, as well as... Oh, damn it. Oh, I really want to go to BotCon, son of a bitch. They're going to be unveiling the Matrix of Leadership Complete Series Edition, you bastards. All right, whoever listens to this...
It'll be on sale.
Yeah, whatever. Whoever listens to this episode that's going to BotCon, I want video. I want pictures. I want something. I want to see that set. The Hasbro panel, Transformers fans attending BotCon 2009 in Pasadena, California, later this month, May 28th to the 31st, will have the opportunity to be some of the first fans anywhere to buy the all-new movie toys of Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, starting Thursday, May 28th. Okay, yeah, that's not what I was looking for. Our next set of guests are some of the writers from G1, Bryce Malick, David Wise, Flint Dilley, and Paul Davids. Will be joining us on Sunday, May 31st, for a G1 Writers panel. So that's pretty cool. As much as I'm not really too keen on the actual theme of BotCon this year as far as what they chose for the Elite Guard, the fact that they're going back to all this G1 stuff is awesome. And you're supposed to say something.
Yay!
Beast Wars fan.
Well, G1 was good, but Beast Wars was better.
You know, whatever.
If they had the writers for Beast Wars, Larry DiTillo and Bob Forward,
yeah,
then it would complete the writing cast.
I think they were there one year, weren't they? Yeah, I thought they were.
No, you're full of shit. No.
Yeah.
Find me proof.
I will. Not right now, but I will.
Wikipedia, BotCon.
Let's see, BotCon 2006 archive, because 2006 was the 10th anniversary of Beast Wars, motherfucker.
They weren't there. David K was, because he read a actual scripting thing with them, whatever. Fuck you.
Yada yada yada.
No, 97 was David K's first appearance.
Yeah, 97 was his first appearance, but
Bob Forward was there. Along with Vince DiCola and Stan Bush and Peter Cullen the same year.
Okay, but okay, well, Bob Forward has been to BotCon.
Twice.
He wasn't. Okay, well, just because he's not coming this year, at least he's already been.
Yeah, oh, and Larry DiTillo went the next year.
See, I told you they've already been to BotCon. Told you. I'm right, you're wrong.
Wow, David Kay's been to a bunch of them.
Yeah, he's been to 07.
He's been to 97, 98. He's been to, looks like, 2003,
2007,
and
2009. I don't
2008
know.
2008 and 2009.
Oh, he was there last year? Okay.
Yes.
I don't know. I didn't know.
Yes, because I wanted to go because it was in Ohio. And
oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Yes. Breaking off.
He's my friend on Facebook.
Yeah, actually, I added him. I found him on your friends, and I added him. He hasn't approved the request yet, but, yeah. Breaking off the BotCon news, happy 25th birthday, Transformers. May 8th, 25 years ago, the world was taken by storm by the launch of the Transformers, the first iconic issue Marvel Comics Transformers miniseries. So that's pretty cool. That's a nice thing. Revenge of the Fallen movie poster revealed, so there's a new movie poster. Yay. I really
it's
don't.
It's better than the last one, I gotta admit.
Yeah, I guess. I'm
slightly.
Just,
it's still got fucking Prime in it. It's badass.
Well, yeah, but I'm just so sick of seeing Bumblebee already. I'm just so sick of that already. Whatever. The TFA Shockwave Target exclusive has shown up in Canada. And, of course, earlier this morning, Transformers Animated, This Is Why I Hate Machines premiered, and oh my god. This was probably, outside of Transwarp, this is probably my favorite episode this season so far. Because at the end, and yes, this is going to be spoilers, hopefully by the time this airs, everyone will have seen the episode.
Well, I would think so, considering I'm not going to get it edited today at all. It'll be out tomorrow.
It's fine. But at the end, Shockwave gets his true colors. So it brings even more significance to the actual Target exclusive purple Shockwave.
So Shockwave shows his true colors?
Yes.
For once?
Yes.
I'm an evil prick that's purple like Barney. Where's my spots?
Oh my god. That's so wrong.
Wow, we jump all over the place in the show because that's what we do.
Yes, that's what we do best. Oh my god, that is so wrong on so many levels.
Yes, and each episode has to have some epicness that is horrible.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Because you know what? if it wouldn't be ATTF if it wasn't.
Yeah, exactly. That is really all.
All things terrifying.
Ain't that the truth? Oh, we should mention, going back to the BotCon thing, the BotCon set, they've shown pictures of the box, and it looks super cool. It's got the Elite Guard symbol on the front of it, and it opens up. It's a completely different box from what apparently years past have been. The two panels open up, and it shows information on each side of the panel, and then there's the actual box, I guess. I don't know how. I've only seen like one or two images of it, but it looks fucking cool.
Yes.
Yes. I just want the box. If anybody wants to bring me back a box from BotCon, I don't want the toys in it. I just want the box.
You can make a crazy man happy.
Ain't that the truth?
I kill you now. That is horrible.
Could be worse.
Don't ever do that sound again. You did it last episode, and I'm pretty sure it scared away my listeners.
No. Hell, you should be getting more listeners now that I'm on here.
Shit, no. No, you made it 10 times worse. No, I'm just playing. No, it's helped.
No one could make it 10 times worse than a previous co-host. But
ass.
Anyway, Animated was awesome. We saw Flare Up. We saw, I believe the white thing was Grandis. I'm not sure. Please don't kill me, all you Grandis fans out there. I don't know.
I think they said there's two.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't really know. Actually, it's funny. Pia, who was in my roundtable and who's a big YouTube Transformers reviewer, for his birthday this past, a couple weeks ago, I guess, Derek J. Wyatt actually made him an animated Rat Trap. And guess who showed up in the episode today? Rat Trap. Now, don't know if he was actually called Rat Trap or not, but it was the image that, it was the design that Derek had done for him, for his birthday, and it was just kind of really, really awesome. And I truly think that Jazz, Blur, and Prowl need their own series from Animated. Oh my god, Jazz is so freaking cool.
Yes.
At the end of the episode, before it goes to the Megatron shockwave thing, Jazz comes to Earth, and Ratchet has the Magnus hammer, and Jazz says, "Oh, I'm not digging what Sentinel's doing anymore, and I think I'm going to stay here on this planet for a while." So as of right now, Jazz is going to be on Earth. And with how epic and great this season has been, we need a season 4. We definitely do.
Well, if we don't get a season 4, it's going to suck.
Yes, it's going to really suck, because they have, all of the people that are involved in the show have stepped up epically these entire, 10 episodes so far, including the Transwarp three-parter. So, you know, it's like, oh my god. Oh, so yeah. I think that's all I have. Do you have anything else to add?
No, I think we'll cut right to the listener question.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. The listener question was, not a lot of people on the forums are giving us listener questions, which I can understand. Some of them probably have lives, unlike some other geeks like us. But anyway, listener question I posed was, if you could design or include any figures into the next BotCon set, what kind of, like, theme or whatever would you have? And what figures would you have in it?
I personally, not to cut you off, I would do the epic Ark battle, where the Decepticons boarded the Ark and have a section of the Ark and have them all battling. Yes, because it sounds lame as hell. I would have all of the Decepticons and Autobots that we could have, probably 5 from each side, because, you know, they aren't going to put that much, you know, figures into it. And take some of their classic selves and redo it?
Well, if you think about it, if you think about the actual set, what they do, the 5-figure set plus, say, 5 exclusives, including the attending free thing. So, I mean, you get 10 figures. So, you know, I don't know. I think Now, you're talking about the G1 when they board the Ark, right?
Correct.
Okay, yeah, that would be pretty cool. Me, myself, even though it's already been done, I still want to see more Shattered Glass. I am so hooked on Shattered Glass right now. Yeah, I would want to see more of that. But if I had to have my pick of, like, putting figures in, I would probably actually go the animated route. I would do Elite Guard animated, and have Blur, Jazz, Purple Shockwave, Elite Guard Bumblebee, forget regular Bumblebee, he sucks. Optimus Prime, Megatron, I'd probably only do a few of the clones, and I wouldn't call them clones, I would do them as their original intentions were supposed to be, like Skywarp, Thundercracker, whatever. I wouldn't have them as clones of Starscream, because, I don't know, I just don't like that. Anyway, but yeah, that's what I would do.
Alrighty then.
Yes, so I think now, Optimus Scourge and I, after we did our TFTM record for the roundtable, we did a con talk all about conventions, specifically TF and BotCon, but because he and a few of the other TFW board members and TFW podcasters had just gotten back from TFCon, and I think we're going to cut out to that unless you have anything else to say.
Nope.
Okay, so please enjoy the con talk clip.
Okay, now we can have it end.
Yes, we can have it end. Must end episode now!
Well, thank you for listening to All Things Transformers once again, and as usual, you can contact us in the usual places via Skype, Twitter, PredaconEmpire.com, and the upcoming Geekcast Radio website.
Yes, geekcastradio.com. It is currently still under construction, but there is some stuff you can actually view on there, mostly just the Twitter feeds.
And the images.
And the logo that... Yes. Oh, did you add different stuff?
Well, I added that ad that we sent over to
iPhone docked. It's iPhone docked.
Yes.
Not iPod docked, it's iPhone docked.
I don't have one, so cut me some slack.
Well, you need to get one, or you need to buy mine so I can buy a new one.
Why would I buy yours when I could buy a new one myself? And I can get it half
because,
off.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't, because all non-previous iPhone customers have to pay the original price, $4.99 and $5.99 for each model.
That's not what I got in my email.
Well,
I got a special offer.
Then your email's wrong.
Because I used to be an AT&T subscriber.
Bastard.
Yes.
All right. Anyway, you can contact us through Twitter at TFG1 Podcast and SCP21. Please also follow the...
Geekcast Radio and Beast Unleashed.
Yes, Geekcast Radio and Beast Unleashed. Those accounts are not protected, unlike mine.
Or mine.
But, yes, well... Well... Mine's protected, yours isn't.
Like,
you need to start protecting yours.
I like
whatever.
Stalkers. I admire them. I will chase them down as well and find ways to cause them...
This coming from a soon-to-be married man, that, you know, we need to call into question your loyalties here.
No, I don't mean stalk them like that. I mean, those that are evil shall be vanquished and taken off of my... follow feed, and I should block them if I see that they're spam, if they're legit people based on, like, voiceovers or technology or social media, then I leave them.
Yes. Before we go, I should mention I have been emailing Stan Bush back and forth over the last week just to let him know that the episode, the roundtable, was going to be released yesterday and everything, or Friday, I should say, since this won't air until Sunday, but I did email him, and I asked him about if he had any more updates on Guitar Hero stuff. And he said that Guitar Hero is going to feature the Touch as a free download, and it will be available at the end of May. So I don't think that actual news has been reported. I mean, I know that it's been said that it it was going to be in there, but not a specific whether it was going to cost any points or anything, or if it was going to, you know, when an actual release is. He didn't give me a specific date. He just said the end of May, but that's better than thinking it's going to be at the end of December.
Yes.
Yes. So, okay, we've been trying to close this out for a few minutes, so I think we're going to close it out since we just hit the 25-minute mark.
Yes. I am all things Transformers Steve/Megatron of PredaconEmpire.com, and you are?
Yes, I am Mike Blanchard of the TFG1 Podcast and GeekCastRadio.com. See you, folks. Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers Convention Clip. I'm joined by Optimus Scourge. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. Reason why we're doing this is because I want a person who has actually been to a convention to kind of inform me on them, as I've never been and I probably won't go because of obvious travel constraints.
Yeah, it's definitely tough if you can't fly. The main reason a lot of people can do it is there are, you know, couples and families who will go and sign everyone up for a Primus package. And in years past, I don't really call this scalping because you're just trying to make a vacation, but, you know, they put their setup on eBay and try to make at least some of their costs back. I mean, you're going to spend money at the show anyway. You're going to spend on a hotel, so it is expensive. So,
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I mean, I know there's a lot of people that like to throw the word scalper around to get these toys, but in order to get them, some people are so crazy to get them that instead of paying obscene prices, they go to the shows. So but you shouldn't base going on a show on an exclusive. For example, I recently went to TFCon, and I had a better time at TFCon than I've had at BotCon in, I'd say, the 4 or 5 years since it's been with not with the Hartmans anymore, and then it came back as the official show. It was more fan orientated, very friendly, laid back, hanging out in the lobby, you know, chatting away. Nowadays with Twitter, there's a lot of clicks and stuff like that, and then there's nothing wrong with that, but when you run into that at the convention, the people you know, especially if you set up, and it doesn't even have to be a convention, really, because, like, in Philly, where we go sometimes, and in a lot of different other areas, you know, check your local, on TFW, we have a convention and like forum and get-togethers. Like, so I've gone to a Philly meetup, which is maybe only 6 to 10 guys, but it's really laid back. You feel like you're all from the same state. You don't feel like you're meeting 5,000 people at once. So that's a good way to start it. You know.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. As far as what?
I was going to say, as far as being the official show, I mean that, yes, you get the exclusive toys, which may not be great or whatever, and it's all official, and you get, you know, the night, the music. I'm not the music. You get all the stuff from Hasbro. Like, we knew about Cyclonus, like, almost a year before we even saw him. I mean, it was just, you know, it was so cool.
You mean Universe Cyclonus?
Yeah.
Damn.
And, you know, we're taking notes trying to tell other people what we saw, and they're like, what's he like? And we're like, he's freaking awesome, you know? So it's very neat to be in there, but BotCon now is, you know, more of a production being all official, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, but the trading aspect for a smaller show, or if you go to a meetup and you fill your trunk with toys, you're not paying for dealer space. You're not, you know, doing anything but seeing if anyone wants to buy or trade anything from you.
Yeah, I would want to go to BotCon just for seeing the guests and seeing the Hasbro panel and kind of like looking in the dealer room and just, you know, seeing stuff, not really wanting to deal with anybody. Just because, just from videos I've seen, it is just massive and out of control.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about this year's TFCon? Like, what did you all do? I mean, I know you talked about this on the TFW podcast, but I don't know how many of the All Things Transformers listeners listen to that podcast, unfortunately.
Well, it basically came down to, like, being a person of karma, and even if you don't believe in actual karma, you believe, no matter what religion, it's pretty much the same message as far as, you know, doing unto other people is what you'd have done to you. You know what I'm saying? So if you wouldn't want someone to be next to you when you haven't taken a shower in 4 or 5 days, if you're at a convention, you should probably shower. You should probably use deodorant. There's a lot of people. The rooms get hot. Shower twice a day, whatever. But yeah, so that's like convention 101 right there, is be clean. Bring a can of Axe if you need it, because it gets hot sometimes in crowded panel rooms. You know, or the AC goes out and you have disasters. But, you know, as a general rule, I like both conventions. I mean, I like BotCon. You get a really nice box set. You get some cool exclusives. You know, if that's Banzaitron, you know, even though that's the Mirage mold, which, you know, it's an okay mold. I'm just not the biggest fan of it. And I'm a Mirage fan. I'm like, I made a Mirage a boat, you know. it's not bad. But if it's Banzaitron, all of a sudden it's cool, you know. I mean, that's just like, I don't know. I think that's really cool. But, you know, you really shouldn't base your whole experience. If you're going there for the experience, and, like, say, for example, for me, my first BotCon was 2004. And it was Peter Cullen was going to be there. Now, we knew rumors of a live-action movie at that time. Mm-hmm. And so, basically, you know, the questions to Cullen were along the lines of, do you know anything about a live-action movie possibly in the future? Because we're hearing little mumblings in the fandom. Mm-hmm. And he goes, no, I honestly don't know anything, and you guys would probably know before I would, you know? And, you know, we all kind of laughed at that. And somebody said something to the effect, we'll boycott it if it doesn't get done. And so many people had voiced their opinions across the AllSpark, TFW, Cybertron, I mean, everywhere was just, we want Cullen as Prime. Cullen is God, Cullen is Prime, I mean, you know? So...
I mean, I get that, though. I mean, it's not... Okay, like, I completely respect Gary Chalk for what he did with Beast Wars and Beast Machines. But if you're going to go for a Transformers movie that has Optimus Prime as the G1 version, it has to be Cullen. That's the only voice that ever did it for G1. I mean, of course, that's just me fanboying out about it, you know, like you said.
Not necessarily, because a lot of people who might not even consider themselves fanboys would say, I mean, you'd be crazy not to have the original Optimus Prime. And I'll put it like this. I don't remember who said that, so forgive me if I don't quote you, you know, properly, but we were saying, you know, the Cullen is Prime or whatever. I forgot what I was going to say.
I don't know either. Cullen is Prime, somebody said something or other. Wow, this kind of went down the toilet fast. Anyway.
Yeah, I just totally lost my train of thought. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
But, I mean, Cullen is Prime is not so much just a fanboy request. Like, it didn't. I recovered it. It's everybody's request. I mean, everyone knows what Prime sounds like. Even if you're a casual fan, you'll know that the guy that's on Nickelodeon or whatever... Or the guy that's, you know, he's doing a commercial right now, actually a trailer for some movie. I forget which movie it is, forgive me. But, you know, Peter Cullen's still around. He sounds better than ever, you know. And I think he sounds now even more epic as Prime.
Yeah.
I mean, he did sound a little bit younger in the old days. I mean, he had a deep, powerful voice, but now he's really deep and powerful and all that. I know what I was going to say before. It was like, if you can't have Peter Cullen as Prime... That's like having Darth Vader without James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
And that's how it was kind of put onto the board.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you met him, of course, I've asked you about this picture before, and you told me the story, which is fine. We don't need to rehash that story. But when you met him, how often, just without people asking him, how often did he at all go into Prime's voice just in general talk?
Oh, in his panel, he did a lot. I actually have that on video, which I try to get on YouTube one of these days, but I have Peter Cullen and Dan Gilvezan from BotCon 2004 full panels. It's like two tapes of Cullen and one of Dan and the breakfast they had there. It was a very small convention, you know, and the exclusive was like an Action Master. You didn't go there for the exclusive or a $300 package. You went there for an admission of like $30 or whatever.
Yeah.
You might have pre-registered for $100 and gotten autographed this and that and whatever, and guaranteed tickets for the autograph. And,
yeah.
But also, as like a sub-collecting thing that I do, you can kind of see it in my name, but a lot of people don't, as I collect black versions of Prime. And at that BotCon 04, I got a real JaffCon black Prime signed in gold Sharpie by Peter Cullen. And it's like, that is the masterpiece of my collection right there.
That's cool. That better be in one of those glass display cases you told me you had.
I gotta get one, yeah.
Now, speaking about your name, how did that come about, your screen name, Optimus Scourge?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's been asked many times before, but it's basically RID got me back into it, and I thought Scourge was the best repaint ever. You took him in from this kind of, no offense, but kind of a boring Laser Prime, even though he's a great toy.
Mm-hmm.
When you turned him into Scourge with just a simple retaint, I really wish they had kept the electronics for the light piping in the fist and everything. Because
uh-huh.
The Laser Prime, you press a button on his back, and his sword lights up.
Oh.
It's like a clear sword that lights up with a red LED, kind of like Masterpiece Grimlock.
Cool. Now, who all, besides Dan, didn't you meet and hang out with somebody else who is fairly famous on Twitter and associated with TFA?
He was kind of hanging out with everybody. I don't want to make myself look special.
Well, no. That's what I mean. I didn't mean to say that you personally were hanging out with him all the time.
No, I know. I just wanted to make sure our audience was aware that Derek was very open to everyone.
Yeah.
It didn't matter if you're our Tony or, you know, this guy or that guy. It's just if you wanted to hang around, I mean, provided you're calm and, you know, mm-hmm. obviously composed, and even some people who are a little excited, he'll talk to them, and he understands they're excited, and he's a fan.
Yeah.
You know, I was saying that on the other podcast. He's a real fan. Like, you know, when he does these drawings on A Delightful Tedium, which is his blog, you know, you can check out adelightfultedium.com. He'll post these things like, here's a sneak peek at, you know, here's 9 characters. Couple of them might be in an episode, and I know so many people got upset that their Dirge and their whoever isn't going to be accurate now because they gave them cone heads, but if you ask me, that was one of the most awesome and funniest things I have ever seen, was giving them, hey, you guys would look good with these, gives them G1 cone heads before they're thrown out into the, you know, wherever.
Yeah, I don't know, and I'm not going to look it up right now. I might do it later. I don't know who did Swindle's voice, but that voice was awesome, just for that character.
Oh, Swindle was awesome, and I actually got Derek to sign my Swindle, and he's, like, scribbling on it, and I'm like, what's that, you know? So he scribbled on a little sketch of Swindle's head, and then signed it, Derek J. Wyatt. It was pretty cool. But, yeah, having Derek Wyatt at TFCon, just having a, you know, smaller scale show, obviously, than a BotCon. But even then, sometimes the BotCon guests can kind of flow with who's going where, so you can just kind of hang around and follow people. You know, that's how I would say ease your way in. Just kind of stay in the background, kind of like, okay, that's what they're doing. I'll go over here and get a drink, and, you know, next thing you know, you're rubbing elbows with people like Stan Bush, who was just drinking as drunk with the rest of us. Not that I'm promoting drinking or anything, but we were all a little sloshed after BotCon. That's what it's all about, having a good time with friends that you know from the internet. And if you develop people and you start going to shows and you start remembering people or people that go to these shows or even the meetups, and I stress the meetups because we all know how bad the economy is and yada, 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 but
yep.
It's not expensive to say, get on a board wherever you are and say, hey, if you live in the such and such area, and don't be afraid to try just one board. There may be fans from other boards that you might want to try too. I don't, you know, there's different ways to do that, but
yeah,
you know, start a local meetup. I know for here we have a New England, it's actually a New Hampshire meetup, but anyone who's from here might go to that. You know, which is where I haven't gone to one up there yet, but I do know Lupus Convoy, who happens to live in New Hampshire who does go to those, and, you know, and ends up being at someone's house and only four or five people are there, but it's a little something, and you can kind of all geek that, hey, all of us like Transformers, and that's just one thing I'd like to add to the whole BlockCon or TFCon or any kind of Transformer convention, toy convention, is everybody there. You know, even if you're, you know, 1,000 people, you're nervous, or if you're you know, going outgoing and everything, is everybody likes Transformers, and no one can take that away from you. So it's like, even though if that guy looks big and tough, well, he's a Transformer fan, so he's cool. You know, so you kind of lose that. You lose any intimidation, and obviously huge guys could intimidate you, but when they got like a Decepticon shirt on, you're like, oh, he likes Transformers. He must be awesome, you know? It's just that kind of thing, and then it becomes that whole bonding and making the friends that you see in the different years that you go and the different ways it happens, and, you know, it's more for me about, you know, kind of rubbing elbows with friends and hanging out than it is to actually do the events now that I've been to a few. And I've worked staff at CyberCon and TFCon, not staff at BotCon because, you know, they hire their own people for that, but,
Yeah, I just know from seeing the little specials on the Rhino sets, like A Taste of BotCon. Of course, it was back when the Hartmans were doing it, but I mean, just seeing the dealer room then, it was huge compared to I don't know what it is like now. I'm sure it's like four times the size of what it was back in 02, but you know, I really wanted to go last year. I added all the costs up. I'm only like an hour and a half away from Cincinnati. So,
yep.
I added all the costs up for me and my mom to go, and it would come to like $1,200, $1,300 just for two packages plus hotel. And it was like, yep. No, I don't have $1,200. But yeah, I mean, TFCon sounds like it'd be a blast. I saw a part of Vangelis's vlog about TFCon or during.
That was actually last year's, yeah.
That was last year's? I thought it was this year's.
The one he entered in like about 2 weeks ago?
Something. It was like Vlog 5 or 6 or something or other. I don't know.
I'm not sure. He actually has me on there getting my very first taste of poutine, which if you don't know what that is, it's pretty much greasy French fries, lots of gravy, and some kind of soft cheese all melted in there. It's it definitely sticks to your ribs and will keep you full for a while and may even induce a heart attack, so be careful.
Can you explain, because I don't really know and I haven't really paid attention. I mean, I've seen all this Fans Project stuff. Can you explain to me what they're actually doing? Is it just armor with a existing figure, or is it a whole new figure that they put out, like Power Commander and... Or not Power... Well, Power Commander.
No, you have to use the base figure. You have to use an Optimus Prime or a Magnus or a Nemesis Prime to create the figure.
Okay, so it doesn't
basically
come with that.
The trailer all turns into an armor, and everything goes somewhere.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
One has had a different accessory. Mm-hmm. As you know, the Nemesis Convoy 1, which we know is Powered Commander,
yep,
comes with that kind of, you know, RID Scourge Sword of Fury, which in Japan was a little bit more pink in color and looked like that and had a stronger tip. U.S. safety laws rounded it off to about a half-inch round on the RID Scourge, which is why I like Japan's Black Convoy a little better.
Yeah, I've seen Pia's Powered Commander and City Commander and Shadow Commander reviews, and I've seen them on BBTS. I don't know, is BBTS selling the figures with the armor? Because that's the way the pictures show.
No, you have to own the base figure.
Okay.
Unfortunately, that sounds like, yeah, that's a good question. If people don't know that, if you're looking to buy Shadow Commander and you're seeing Shadow Commander out there to buy it now of $350 or whatever the case may be, you're buying just the trailer that turns into add-on armor for that figure. If you don't have Classics Magnus, Prime, or any of those molds, obviously the Shattered Glass, Crystal Convoy, you could put armor on any one of those. Obviously the colors they were intended for work best, but...
Yeah.
You do need the base figure, which unfortunately, because of those releases, and I'm not going to say, you know, I really like the releases myself, and I was lucky enough to get them, but, you know, those will never be made again. No. And, you know, even if you can't pick up a Prime right now, you can always probably pick up a Classics Prime later on down the road. And
yeah.
I'd say if you're sitting on the fence about the armor, now's the time to find them because they're only going to get more rare. They've destroyed the molds after they made the 500 for TFCon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've destroyed the molds.
Why'd they do that? Geez.
Well, they said it was going to be exclusive, and they weren't kidding, and they didn't want anyone stealing the molds, so they purposely destroyed them so no one could just take the idea and say, hey, I'm going to make some more Power Commanders, you know?
Oh, is that just with Power Commander? That's not with City or Shadow?
As far as I know, they were all the same molds with slight retools on the options.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Whatever's out there is whatever's left. I mean, there is a lot of people sitting on them, so I wouldn't say it would be the really hard thing to find for a while.
Yeah.
But after a little bit, they're going to dry up, yeah.
I mean, I have BotCon Optimus from last year. I have Shatterglass Optimus, and I love him just the way he is, but I think it would be cool if they made a purple set to match his color.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's not going to be any more coming out of that mold. That mold's been destroyed. Wow.
You have any predictions on what that Springer mold might be?
No, not really at this time. I haven't gotten too much into it, to be honest. The which Springer mold are we talking about?
The Springer mold that shows on the back of the Powered Commander, the advertisement in the booklet.
Yeah. Their other stuff is very real.
Yeah.
Yes, their other stuff. If you go on to TFW in the Transformers toy discussion and search Fans Project G3 trailer, I've taken a lot of pictures of the trailer. Also, if you look in the photo galleries of TFCon 09, which would be in the convention forums, you'd find the pictures I took of that whole place as well. They have the Superion add-on parts. They're making real feet and real hands for Superion.
Wow.
For the Universe Superion, which is just, they were gray prototypes when we saw them, but these guys are the type who are going to tweak it. They're going to say, oh, well, what if we could make it this turn into this when it's in this mode? You know, they really just, like, you know, it's very well thought out, incredibly talented. Like, you thought, like, the GC trailer is just, it's pretty cool the way it is and whatever, and it's going to be able to pop out and pull Powered Commander or, you know, whoever commander you have to pull. Not only does it do that, but it hides it underneath the trailer, folds all the way out, and then actually pivots on itself on two little wheels.
Wow.
I mean, it's really well done, so... You know, those guys, and they were even saying that we're just showing you stuff we have coming up soon. We have so much more in the plans, but there's only so fast they can release it. They don't want people to go broke, so
they're doing an
incredible job. And what I like about the TFCon is the fact I can drive there, and yes, it's a bit of a drive, 10 or 11 hours, between 9 and 11 hours, depending on getting through customs, can be there, because if there's no one in front of you and you can just breeze through, you're all set, but
if
someone ends up getting pulled out of the car in front of you, you're going to be there for a while, so it's kind
of... Did that happen on the way up there or on the way back?
No, it didn't happen on the way up there, but on the way back, at the car in front of us, or two cars in front of us, the people got pulled out, pulled into wherever... And an officer got in and parked their car around the side or whatever, and then they were checking our passports and everything, like, what are these toys you got here? We're like, we're to a toy convention. They're like, what? I'm like, yeah, seriously. And he points to a box of Masterpiece Grimlock. He goes, what's that? How much is that? I was like, $30. Cough plus 100. So, yeah. That is one incredible toy, by the way.
Masterpiece Grimlock.
I didn't think it was worth the money. I only got it because I made out so well at the trade night.
Yep.
But, yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah, he looks amazing.
He can do the mad dino pose, kind of like classic Grimlock. He can do the real pose. Like, if he has his head up, you click his feet down in dino mode, his head goes down. He can open his mouth, you push a button, it snaps shut. You know, the light-up accessories, you can basically swish his tail back and forth, and he rotates his mouth and stuff like that. He's very animated, you know, in the sense that he can do a lot of motion. He has a lot of range of motion. I'd definitely put him up there past any other MP mold besides Prime. I'd definitely put him in Prime up there. They used a lot more die-cast in the right places. And the only comment I have on it is watch out where the tail folds into the body in robot mode. Because if that tail touches the little pin that's in there, it scratches off the little, you know, chrome polish. So you might want to nail polish that off. But there's little tutorials around the web you can search for that. Yeah. But
do you think that Fans Project will ever, like, approach Hasbro as far as becoming, like, official, and we will actually get real stickers for those figures or for anything that they do in the future?
We could always get refro labels for real stickers, but I, from what I can understand and what's been going on with TFCon, is that Hasbro isn't really interested in them. They respect them for what they do, but they're not looking to, like, trying to make a joint venture with them.
Hmm.
You know, so I think their future with TFCon looks very bright. I can't wait to see what they have for next year's exclusive.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
But yeah, it's definitely worth a drive. I know a girl who drove, I think, I know it was 3 days over 1,000 miles, so.
Wow, yeah.
I mean, that's dedication. Oh, you know? Yeah. I mean,
if you want dedication, look at some of the people that are probably going to drive from, obviously, up where you are in the Midwest here, or, you know, Mid-South, Midwest, whatever you want to call it, here in Kentucky. Look how many people are probably going to end up driving out to California if they can't afford the flights. I mean, you know, it's just, and I understand why they're having it in California, because obviously the movie and getting the actors, and I'm betting that there's going to be a whole lot of people associated with past Transformers stuff that's just going to show up, not even be announced as special guests, because
they got Weird Al.
Yeah, we covered that in the last eight. I think it was in 22 or 21, I forget, I mentioned it. But yeah, they got Weird Al, and now they have the guy.
The one chance I get to meet Weird Al, and I'm not going to BotCon this year.
Well, like you said to me off air, you know, I could go if I sold my entire collection, but then you really wouldn't be a collector after that, would you?
Well, yeah, I would pretty much have to liquidate quite a few things that would make the collection, you know, rather not complete, so.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to go.
Go ahead. What's that? You'd love to go for what?
I'd love to go just to see Stan and Vince perform together. I mean, just if that was all that was there, just those two, that would be awesome for me, just to see the two of them perform together. But I mean, David Kaye's going to be there, Weird Al. Who else?
David Kaye is a great guy. I have met him at several BotCons, TFCons, all those things, CyberCon, whatever, BotCon. And I took a picture with him very similar to the Cullen one where I'm, like, next to him, like, pointed. And then I think in one of the animated threads that had got started off on the boards, I put the little caption in, "You cannot resist the power of TFA, you must buy them all." Because I was just hooked on animated. I didn't know how it got me, but it got me, and I was hooked. So, and then, so I go fast forward to 2008, I get in the line for the autographs with Bumper Robinson and David Kaye and Tara Strong, and, you know, he's like, "Hey, how's it going? I remember you." I'm like, "What? You know, these guys remember you. Yeah. If you, like, talk with them a little bit or give them a little something, they remember you, or they'll act like they remember you. It just makes you feel incredible." That said, Tara Strong wasn't the friendliest, but I can understand her being the only girl amongst all these guys, you know, sizing her up or whatever, so I can understand that.
Plus, she does play a 8-year-old to 16-year-old girl on the show. But anyway, I think I mentioned this on one of the other All Things Transformers episodes. I wasn't, at first, I didn't understand TFA the first season, because when I first heard about it, it was right after the movie came out, the live-action movie. And I had heard a rumor that it was going to be a continuation of the movie line story. And I was like, "Oh my god, I am not watching this crap. Forget that." And then, the other thing is, the first two seasons, they were on at 10:30 in the morning. Who the hell is going to remember 10:30 in the morning on a Saturday to watch a cartoon. I mean, Saturday morning cartoons were always about getting up early and watching them. I don't know who decided to move it to 8 o'clock now for season 3, but that's just awesome. It's a heck of a lot better, and I've actually watched every episode.
Perfect.
Yeah,
perfect. That's perfect. I don't have to be at work till 9, so I don't have to leave till 8:30. I have enough time to watch it, you know? It's nice.
Yeah, it's just awesome.
It's also very scary that there's only, like, what, like 3 episodes left?
This is why I hate Machines and Endgame Part 1 and 2, yep.
Yeah,
and so. I am not, and I've said this before, I haven't said it to you, but I've said it before on the podcast here. I am not believing that there is no season 4 unless Derek says it himself on Twitter, or unless Cartoon Network comes out with, or Hasbro comes out with a press release.
You know Hasbro and Disney have merged together to make a cartoon channel of their own, right?
You mean Discovery, not Disney.
Sorry.
I knew about that.
I'm actually very, very tired. Need to hit the bed because I'm going to open tomorrow. But, yeah.
Yeah, we'll cut this short. It's right at 30 minutes anyway.
That is nice. It's also nice they're doing the G1 DVDs. I think that's great.
I cannot wait until that complete series comes out. I can't wait. Oh, my God.
They're supposed to have coverage of it at BotCon, yeah.
I said to Steve in one of the other podcast episodes, BotCon could make a killing if they videotaped everything and put it on a DVD. I would pay $20 to see a DVD coverage of BotCon. The dealer room, all the panels, and some...
That's what the vlogs are for.
Yeah. I know.
So you don't have to pay.
I know, but I mean, just still. I mean, just if there was an official BotCon DVD every year, that would be so cool. I think. I don't know. All right, well, I think that's going to wrap it up for our little convention coverage on all things Transformers. I'd like to thank Optimus Scourge for being here, even though he is dog-tired and he's going to bed, hopefully. Of course,
It's good. Thanks for having me on. We'll catch up later.
See you folks later. Bye.